you so much. All right. I wanted to say that I am very optimistic. You know, in the industrial century, we began that climb into industrial civilization with the owners of capital, the owners of the factories having all the rights, and workers and consumers having no rights, no laws, no institutions to protect them. But in most of our societies, we changed that. We changed it decisively, and we tethered industrialism to the aspirations of our people and our societies. That is the kind of work that lies before us today. This is political work. Most of what has to happen now to get to Professor Bengio's solutions has to start in the political realm. We need laws. Surveillance capitalism is founded on wholly illegitimate operations that, if there had been even a little bit of comprehensive privacy legislation in the United States, everything that I've just described to you would have been illegal right from the start. But unfortunately, in the United States, where these processes began, there were no laws to protect citizens. So this is the work before us now. We need a public that is mobilized. We need lawmakers who understand deeply, who feel the public at their backs and are ready to act. And we need transnational collaboration. And, you know, I've been working on this subject for many, many years, 43 years to be actually precise. It's only in the past 3 years that we really see movement on all of these three fronts. We see a public rupture of faith with this whole institutional order that I've described to you. We see lawmakers really taking, for the first time, important strides. We see it in the UK, we see it in the US, and we see it in Europe, in the EU most especially, where path-breaking new legislation has just made its way through the EU Parliament. And that is not the end, but the beginning of this great comprehensive work that we must do toward identifying the knowledge rights, the new laws, and the new public institutions that will protect us as we march into this century, so that it can be a flourishing and democratic and sustaining and inclusive digital century. I am very, very optimistic. This third decade that we have just entered into, to me, is pivotal. This is the time to act. It's not too late, and there's no time to waste.